T-minus 87. White House, Washington, D.C. With only a few minutes remaining until Dan McCarthy was scheduled to address Unica's assembled delegates in New York, President Slater waited impatiently for a firm suggestion of which way he was going to go. As yet, none had come. Her personal history with Dan and his inner circle was far from rosy, but it was certainly true that their relationship had grown relatively cordial, with both typically willing and able to cooperate for the greater good. The problem with Dan, as Slater knew only too well, was that his idea of good was sometimes far too literal. He was good, deep down, in a way that she or any other politician could never even pretend to be. Dan's default instinct to do what was right sometimes ran counter to the political need to do what was expedient, and Slater dearly hoped that her co-deputy planetary liaison, William Godfrey, had persuaded him to take the right course of action today. Without Dan, no breakaway agency could work, and without China and the United States, Unica was dead. The only meaningful way forward was for Dan to lead the new agency and usher in true interplanetary cooperation that would benefit everyone. It would certainly benefit Slater and her re-election campaign, while the possibility of exploiting New Kerguelen's outer world was a highly welcome bonus that had just become apparent. Slater was in no doubt that Ding Ziyang would have sent a delegation to New York to plead their side of the case for a breakaway if the news about the shelter had come in time to be acted upon in such a way. She herself would have made the trip if Ding had done so, but a core tenet of their clandestine withdrawal pact was that Godfrey alone would make the final breakaway pitch to Dan. Timing had been kind, to say the least, and powerful interests in both Washington and Beijing would have little patience for excuses if Godfrey missed the open goal that had just presented itself. Dan McCarthy lived for discovering new truths and deepening human understanding, and he detested politics even more than the average citizen. The value of decisively breaking free from Unica's chains to pursue the opportunity of a lifetime on New Kerguelen had never been clearer, so Slater's primary fear was now that Dan might use his speech to inform the delegates of the news from New Kerguelen. If Dan did try to give the obstructive Europeans one last chance of being part of something big, with the implicit threat of a breakaway if they didn't comply, Slater worried that the messengers might tire of the inevitable delays that would follow. There was also a secondary concern that Dan might prematurely inform Lisha, and by proxy the entirety of New Kerguelen, that their home world was far more vast than they realized, but everything Slater knew about Dan suggested that he was unlikely to do so until he had thoroughly discussed the situation with Emma, now his wife, but still the PR strategist and all-around sage to whose able hands he trusted many of his most difficult decisions. Resources of unimagined economic potential lay on the other side of a shelter that humans could reach without difficulty, but not without help. The mysterious portal-like gateway that enabled rapid travel between the universe's two known inhabited planets was passable only in the messenger's advanced fleet of spacecraft, which made the situation extremely delicate. The precedent of the McCarthys having kept certain explosive truths under wraps for the benefit of others was one Slater used to comfort her mind, believing this made it likely that Dan wouldn't rush into revealing anything about the shelter to anyone until everyone in the loop could agree upon a suitably sensitive way to break the news, and indeed, upon when they should do so. While the timing of the discovery was good in the sense that it increased the likelihood of Dan supporting a breakaway that would enable prompt exploration, the fact that he had a long scheduled speech in front of an important audience just hours after hearing the news was less than optimal in Slater's mind. For while Dan McCarthy wasn't a wild card in any egotistical or unbalanced sense, nor was he a detached rationalist, things could get very messy very quickly if Dan said the wrong thing, and Slater hoped beyond hope that Godfrey had spent the last few hours successfully settling his mind on taking the right path. As the ACN reporter outside the building announced that Dan was currently making his way to the podium inside, a last-minute text arrived on Slater's phone from William Godfrey himself. "I've done all I can."